100.3, the battle of the best. Derek and I are thrilled to have one of the battlers. We just caught up with him. We ambushed Dexter Wanzell, arranger, composer, pianist, so many things. Dexter, welcome to Soulful Sunday.
Why, thank you there, Deanna. God bless you and Derek. Thank you very much.
We are thrilled to have you in the battle today with Norman Connors.
Oh, Norman. Yeah, me and Norman go back a ways there.
And what you guys have in common is that you're both musicians who are producers and arrangers, and you help launch the careers of many artists. In the case of Norman Connors, of course, artists that were already popular, but he collaborated with Michael Henderson, Gene Karn, Phyllis Hyman, some of the same people you worked with.
Yeah, absolutely. I worked with all of those artists too, and we had wonderful times together.
Yes, indeed. And Derek, you know, one of your favorite questions when we interview artists is,
what is your favorite song?
Well, I think the most popular is probably The Sweetest Pain. But for me, being that I really liked Astronomy a lot, I think my favorite Dexter Wanzell song is Rings of Saturn.
Okay, a very popular song. It's a good one. And Dexter, of course, you worked with, you already cited some of the artists, but love the work you did with the Jacksons as well, the Jones Girls, so many. MFSB, oh
right,
my goodness.
Yeah. I had the pleasure of conducting them for 3 years, MFSB.
Look at that.
Yeah.
We heard a rumor, you can substantiate or deny, that you will be going on a European tour with Gene Karn.
Well, it looks very positive, yes, in the spring that Gene and I, and maybe even Billy Paul, may be going over there and doing a Sound of Philadelphia tour.
Nice. When can we hear that here in Philadelphia?
Okay. Well, you know, I'm working on a show called the Philly Sound Review, and hopefully, you know, in the next year or so, that'll be up and running, and it's a live performance show where we just cover the Philadelphia music from the turn of the century to the day.
Ooh, I'd love to hear that. You've got to let us
yeah.
know about that.
Yeah.
And we
yeah.
want to congratulate you also on the tremendous astronomical success of your son, composer, Pop Wanzell.
Pop Wanzell, well, you know, he's done in 5 years what I didn't do in 45.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been nominated 7 times for Grammys. He's won 2. He was BMI's Producer of the Year in 2012, and him and Oak were producers last year, you know,
yes.
so the top producers last year. So, yeah.
I'm sure
it's
you're very
phenomenal
proud of you,
watching him. Well, he lets me write string and horn arrangements for him.
Yeah, so you get to collaborate with your child.
I get to collaborate a little bit here and there, which is wonderful. It really is.
Nice. So, well, congratulations on your son's success, your continued success, your upcoming projects. You know, Derek, Dexter is also a novelist.
Nice.
Yeah.
Multifaceted.
I wrote a book that's out there. It's doing nicely. It's called Shortwave. It's a detective sci-fi kind of thing, you know.
An amazing talent. Dexter, you know, I've got mad love for you and your wife, Judy.
Well, we sure do miss you now. Come on, let us come see you.
Yes, honey, miss you too. And last question, who are you voting for in the Battle of the Best?
Well, at this point, I better vote for Dexter because my wife's listening.
All right.
Shout out to Norman Connors, but there's a vote from Dexter Wanzell for Dexter Wanzell in the Battle of the Best. Any last words for the listeners who are voting?
Well, thank you so much to everyone out there who has supported our music here out of Philadelphia, and God bless all of you.
All right. Dexter Wanzell on Old School 100.3.